It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning two tickets to see the Capitals open their season Saturday, October 12th. That is a week from Saturday at Capital One Arena. For tickets and the complete cap schedule, go to 1067thefan.com. As we welcome you back on G&D, good time to remind you that it is time for you to plan your future. Do the tough stuff. It's made easier by Kondori and Murad. That's our buddies who are attorneys. They are the exclusive sponsor for this show, and they will help you get your last will and testament squared away. People think you got to be old to do that. You just got to want to get your ducks in a row.
Yeah, now is the time to do it, by the way.
Set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. Get a discount. kmlawyers.com. Let's get to our Beltway Blitz. It's football heavy today. Let's get it started right now. Benjamin Brown spins us around the NFL. Ben, I want to start with Monday Night Football last night. The Lions beat the Seahawks. Is Seattle legit good?
I actually think they are in a lot of ways legit good. We saw it a little bit last night. Obviously, the big plays in DK Metcalf are going to be kind of a staple of how they move the ball offensively. But I think anytime they can kind of create mismatches with Metcalf, either along the sidelines or deep, they're going to be an offense that at least relies on explosive plays and can very much generate those. I do think, you know, Kenneth Walker as well returned into the fold. Like, they are a team that can move the football. I think defensively, you know, things are still kind of coming into their own a little bit. But I think if you expect a bump from Mike McDonald, you know, being the head coach in Seattle, we would expect it from the defensive side of the football. So I think as the season progresses, they're going to get stronger on that side of the ball. If they can kind of generate enough explosive plays to some of those key guys, I think they can at least, you know, be contenders for the against the 49ers in the NFC West and very much kind of control their own destiny from a, you know, wild card playoff berth. And when they get there, I think they're going to be a dangerous out in the NFC playoff picture when it's all said and done.
So, Ben, forget about the tough talk guys or the dudes that do the power rankings who will always say cliche things like, until you dethrone the defending champs, they're number one in my rankings. And it may be Kansas City for the answer to this question. But right now, this minute, through 4 weeks, who's the best team in the NFL?
Yeah, to me, I know it's cliche. I know it's everything else. But I do think with Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, obviously there's been a lot of injuries in the building. It does sound like the Rashee Rice injury, maybe not as, you know, as it's not going to be as long term as what was, you know, initially indicated on Sunday. So to me, I think, you know, if they can get Travis Kelce going once again, the Chiefs are very much probably going to be fine. They can weather the storm from an injury standpoint, and they very much still, I think, are the team to beat. So I would have them number one overall, you know, offensive ratings, power ratings, batting ratings, and everything else. And I do think it would take a little bit of a dramatic, you know, multi-game slide to really see them move from that top spot, in my opinion, right now.
What's the deal with Travis Kelce? His numbers were finally better this past week. But anybody who's watched them, he's slower. I don't know if, you know, we had Jay Gruden on yesterday. He suggested maybe he's not quite in game shape yet. I'm not really sure. But he does not look the same. He's in his mid-30s. Are we sure Travis Kelce is still like a top of the league tight end?
Yeah, I think it's a very valid question. You know, to your point, Grant, I think in a lot of ways, obviously we can't really measure without NGS stats, but he does seem to be moving a little bit slower, in and out of breaks a little bit slower. Even some things, you know, a couple weeks ago, he was targeted on a crucial third down situation. The ball kind of got knocked out of his hands. It just seemed like he maybe like wasn't prepared to make an offensive play once catching the football. So there are definitely some concerns there. You obviously wanted to see, you know, this most recent performance, them kind of rely on him. It does seem in some ways like they were probably trying to, you know, conserve his snaps, maybe not have him as involved if they didn't have to until the playoffs really came in. And a lot of things kind of had to be sussed out then. But to me, given the injury situation, they're going to need to lean on him and lean on him heavily. And without him kind of returning to form, there will probably be a lot more struggles for the Kansas City Chiefs offense. And I do think, you know, that is probably the most pertinent question to the Chiefs being, you know, the top dog in the NFL right now, is if Kelce can kind of return to form and be the real crutch that they need offensively for them going forward.
But I thought this past weekend was a really important game for the Ravens. They've gotten off to that weird, fluky start, giving away a game against the Raiders. Very easily could be 3-1 right now. We wouldn't be viewing them as a disappointment, but they did, so we kind of are. I still think this team has a really high ceiling just because that program is so good. They're in the process of replacing a lot of the names that they lost that will become household names here over the next season or two. I still think of them as a legit threat in the AFC. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think if, you know, obviously them or the Bills is kind of that next tier team along with maybe the Houston Texans. And I think very much on Sunday night, you know, not only did they dominate the team that was kind of supposed to be on the same tier as them, but it was kind of over before the game even started, right? Like, they looked like the Bills were literally, you know, scared of tackling Derrick Henry on Sunday Night Football. And when that's happening in September, you know, it's a pretty easy progression to see that potentially playing out come late January as well, right? And the fact that they do have, you know, maybe the most explosive two people in the backfield that we've ever seen, I think in a lot of ways it's going to open up things offensively. You know, Zay Flowers has been quiet, but did have a pretty strong week one. And they do have, you know, at least a couple options at the wide receiver position. So although they missed with Rashad Bateman, I would say, it does seem like offensively they can very much arrive. Now, defensively, you know, the Mike McDonald moving on, you know, where have the pieces kind of been? I think that was maybe the part that was the most promising for where the direction that they can actually head come playoff time, was the fact that they completely shut down what the Bills wanted to do offensively. And I think continuing to kind of see that defense progress is really going to be what probably closes the gap with them and the Kansas City Chiefs, and might be the thing that finally puts them over the edge come playoff time. Because I do think, you know, for all intents and purposes, the Chiefs are very vulnerable, and it does seem like the Ravens coming out of last week are kind of that next best team and could be the very much the team to potentially unseat them come playoff time.
Benjamin Brown on the Blitz. Real quick here, pick one of these two teams to hang on to their division lead, Washington or Minnesota?
I mean, it's got to be Washington. You had me on before the season. We talked. I unfortunately mentioned the Carolina Panthers and the Commanders. I thought two teams that could make the playoffs and potentially win their division. I think the NFC East has just set up so well through the first 4 weeks of the season that I got to ride with that prediction here and continue on, because I do very much believe the hype in the Washington Commanders this season for sure.
Benjamin, thank you as always, bud. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, you too.
We will see you, my friend. Hit that sounder for the Local 53. Our pal Earl Forster to discuss the local team. Earl, how much fun is this, and how much are you allowing yourself to dream?
Well, Danny, I don't have to dream. I mean, a lot of us went through this 30 years ago. I know a lot of you guys haven't, a lot of listeners haven't, but it's okay. No, it's not a dream. This is for real. You know, I was talking about the quarterback all summer when you had me on. We talk about different things, and is the offensive line good enough, to the secondary, ownership, GM, whatever. It's about the quarterback. You know, Ron was right about one thing only, quarterback, right? And they have one. And they have not only a quarterback. Guys, we're 4 weeks into it. Sample size is starting to get, I'm not say large, but it's not one game fluke, or it's a couple good games and, you know, against two teams that whatever. It's for real. Everybody around the NFL knows it's for real. These are historic numbers the first 4 weeks, and I know it doesn't make an entire season, but he is not only Rookie of the Year candidate, he is a legit MVP candidate the way he has played for this team. They are 3-1 and in front in the division, and I know a month into it doesn't win titles, but you talked about, I think, Grant, earlier today, what a 3-1 start means. Football is interesting because, you know, if you start off nice in April in baseball, a lot of times it doesn't mean anything, right? But you can start this way in September, and it carries through the whole year. And this is a conference that's in chaos with San Francisco. You saw the Christian McCaffrey thing now. It's not just Achilles tendonitis in one leg. He's got it in both legs now. So they're a mess. Philly's a mess. Cowboys, they've got injuries. Two of the best defensive players aren't going to play against Pittsburgh. This is for real. And, yeah, I don't think it's going to stop. So dreaming, I don't think it's a dream. It's going to be a nightmare for everyone else is what it is with that quarterback.
Yeah, and this offense is humming. What do you make of Cliff Kingsbury so far?
It's been better than advertised. Look, I expect it's hard not to be an upgrade from what they had last year, Grant, and we all know that, right? Any competent football coach could be better on both sides of the football, in fact. From what we've seen last year and the past few years, Kingsbury, though, the great hope, and I think I brought this up to you guys at one point when we've been talking over the last weeks and months, that you hope maybe he learned something from a previous stint in the NFL and get back to college. You get out of it sometimes. You think, okay, well, like Dan Quinn as a coach, maybe you try something different. What he's done, though, is he's taken what he did, and he did some good things with Kyler Murray, you know, early years in Arizona. We've talked about that, but he has a much better version of a player like that. And what this offense, and there's a lot of quick stuff, and I know a lot of throws to the right, and what it is, though, it's a rhythm offense. It always is that way. And he's got a quarterback that has got a lot of rhythm as far as the passing, and he can get rid of the ball quickly, which helped the offensive line, which has been a great surprise. Especially the way the rookie left tackle third rounder has played. I mean, it's one of those things where so much is going right that people aren't buying it, I think, Grant. Some people, especially, I think, more locally than nationally. Look, this town has had, you know, we went through a World Series, and a lot of fans didn't really enjoy that at times because there was so much angst in the few years before that. There was always going to be a heartbreak in the playoffs, or something bad was going to happen after Jason Worth hits a home run. You're going to lose the next game. And people never really believed it. And then it gets to the end, and they win. And then I think people don't enjoy it as much as they should. I think the same thing happened with the Capitals. It was a lot of fun, but people kept waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it never did. This is only the start, but I think if you're denying yourself enjoyment for what this quarterback is and what this team is becoming, I think you're doing yourself as a sports fan, as a football fan in this town, you're doing yourself a disservice because this is for real. Can I bring something up before I go?
Of course.
I was out of the country last week in Montreal.
Up in Canada. Earl, baby.
International Earl.
International Earl. That's a good one. So I'm proud, and I was putting out stuff on social media. I had my Commander's shirt on, a beautiful hoodie, because that's all I own anyway. But to a person, first of all, it's not just here. You know, they're sports fans. They see your Washington Commander's jersey, and they know what it is. And they talk about, oh, the Commanders. But to a person, I'm not talking about some people. I'm not talking about most people. Every single person I engage with about them, first of all, hates the name. I mean, I don't want to keep going back to that. But internationally, they think it's dumb. And they want them to go back to what they were and the logo and all that stuff. We talk about that all the time. And we know probably it's not going to happen. But it's funny. But that's the thing. This is a different level of thing. You know, they not only have a face of the franchise quarterback, they have now a face of the NFL type of player on this team. And sky's the limit. And 4 weeks, he's gotten better every week. I mean, this is a lot of fun. So, yeah, dream big, folks, because this is going to be a fun ride. And there's an opportunity this year even for them to go a long way. And here's the other point I brought up on social media today on X. Right now, Washington is the third seed. I know it's only a month in. Three plays six, right? Six is the Atlanta Falcons.
Kirk-o.
Could you imagine that?
Yes, I can.
Playoff opener, Kirk
incredible.
In D.C.
Yes, I
oh,
can.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be a blast of a build-up. That would be fun.
It would be fun.
Shattered glass means it's your butt when Earl Forsey is on the blitz.
Thank you, Earl.
Thank you,
good
buddy.
To be back. Good to be back to a winning town.
Yes, sir. We are back. We are back. We are getting Earl back. By the way, Earl Forsey on your Beltway Blitz. International Earl.
International Earl.
As we call him.
On all socials.
I wanted him to drop. He's like, there's a chance. There's a chance. Earl, you missed your op there. There's a gleam.
That felt like a golden there's a gleam chance.
There's a gleam, man. I was waiting for it. Earl's the guy that taught me about the Marty Schottenheimer quote, there's a gleam, man. When he used to play that on his show. I want to do two things. So first, I want to tell you, Danny, that Jaden Daniels is currently the biggest individual NFL award favorite on the board. Bigger lead right now than the favorite for the MVP, DPOY, OPOY, COY, DROY, and CPOY. No one who's a leader in their award category has a bigger gap on the number two odds getter than Jaden Daniels.
How about that?
That's pretty telling.
That is a big departure. I think he was third or fourth on the board coming into the season.
There is something about the dual threat quarterback that just gets so much more love and attention than someone that just throws it. Like, even if you compare him to C.J. Stroud, who had the amazing year last year, there's just more excitement or interest or love or hype with a dual threat for some reason. Then, like, C.J. Stroud, everyone was like, this guy's awesome. But if you compare C.J. Stroud and how people were talking about him a year ago at this time to Daniels right now, it's no comparison.
So you had to add up a few more weeks of going, hey, have we noticed what's going on in Houston? C.J. Stroud's got this group playing blah, blah, blah.
And I know Daniels had a Monday night game, which I do think is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if that Bengals game was 1 o'clock on a Sunday, maybe the national conversation is a little bit different. But I've always said this, right? Back to the Kirk Cousins conversations, mm-hmm. the disrespect of guys like Goff, and Derek Carr, like if you just stand there in the pocket and pick teams apart, no one really enjoys it that much. Unless you win. And then people are like, oh, that was good. But just not that exciting.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an athlete and you run around and you do it in a cool way, like some kid playing Madden, you're everybody's favorite guy. The jerseys just fly off the shelves. There's something to that going on with Jaden Daniels where just compare it to Stroud, who had or Dak even. Mm-hmm. With the Cowboys, his rookie year was historical as well, kind of on par with what we're seeing, those two guys with Jaden Daniels. This is different.
Well, the significance is twofold as well. Like, when, I'm picking a couple names, when Russell Wilson goes to a pretty good program and they do what they've done, and Ben Roethlisberger takes over in Pittsburgh and hands it off, it's like, okay, it's expected. These are good organizations that know what they're about. When one of the thing that gets stuck to the bottom of the toilet, you know what I mean? One of the floaters emerges and actually starts playing good football.
That's disgusting.
You know, like the Houston Texans have been a joke. Now they're not. Now everyone thinks of them as good. They were worse off than Washington was probably. Maybe that's a stretch. They were as bad as you could be. Washington is a punchline, and now they're not.
I think it's a social media thing, honestly, mostly. I think that, like, NFL Twitter, the operate from the pocket, pick people apart thrower doesn't play the same way as the fun guy who ran for 72 yards. And I think people take their cues from that largely. So I think that's a big part of it, frankly. But what I love about Daniels the last 2 weeks is it's throw first. That's my dream. I don't really have a whole lot of interest in a quarterback that wants to run first. I think there's a ceiling on that. You might win an MVP award, but I mean, it's really, really hard to thread the needle that way. But he is a passer who can run the last couple weeks. That's what you could be salivating about. Do you know Devontae Adams wants to be traded by the Raiders?
I've heard that, yes.
Do you know that there are people all over the league, people? Are suggesting the Commanders should double-click on Devontae Adams? I want to get into that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Grant and Danny on The Fan, taking you up to 6:30 tonight. Austin Eckler of the Commanders will be on the show in a half hour. Raiders star Davante Adams, considered to be one of the best wide receivers in the league, has informed his team, Danny, that he prefers to be traded, according to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, who says there's nothing imminent, but this is a situation to watch. This is one day after the head coach of the Raiders. Now, this is a really odd thing I'm about to say, so just track with me in 2024. The head coach of the Raiders liked an Instagram post suggesting that Davante Adams had played his final down with the team. That was a week after that same coach, Antonio Pierce, pretty new school guy, not in the way of thinking about football, because that's not the case at all. Is he a Tyrannosaurus Rex or a pterodactyl? Here Which dinosaur go. Is he? But he's a new school guy in the way of using social media and his age, I suppose. He played recently. I covered him, in fact, when he was with the Redskins here. I interviewed him as a little kid. Awesome guy. Antonio Pierce, at the podium about a week ago, suggested, without naming him, that Davante Adams had made business decisions and some things would be changing. That was after their game 1 week ago. Since then, Adams had some injury and wasn't able to play. And so it looks like maybe he will not be playing for them again, and they're now shopping him and trying to trade him. Your reaction to that?
So a couple things. Adams went to the Raiders to be with his good buddy Derek Carr, who then got benched and dealt with and traded. And he's kind of not signed up for a rebuild. He's in his 30s. He doesn't really want to be part of whatever this is. Now, I would have raised my hand if I was advising him and said, that's what's going to happen. They're not going to be good for very long. You shouldn't go there. But, you know, here we are.
He agitated his way out of Green Bay.
Yes.
Where they win all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And where they have won since he left.
Yep.
To go to a place where they never win, to play with a quarterback that is middling and yep. was on the tail end of a contract that was pretty clearly not going to be renewed.
That's the summary, by the way. Perfect. So, here we are. He's not thrilled, probably not happy. Last year, I think he was extra miserable as they were, you know, just floundering, not very good. He couldn't get the ball and still ended up with a pretty damn good season, by the way, but not by his standards, not what we're used to seeing. In a year that Derek Carr got benched, he went for 1,500 yards and double-digit touchdowns. I mean, the guy is awesome. So I don't know that he still has his 100-mile-an-hour fastball, but he could still throw 96, if that makes sense. So he's still a productive player who's still good. It's just now you got to find the right situation or whatever. Doesn't seem to be in Las Vegas.
He got a 5-year, $140 million contract, by the way, to go to the Raiders.
Man.
An average salary of $28 million per year. They guaranteed him about $66 million.
And it really starts to kick in cap-wise next year. $44 million and then $45 million cap hits, respectively, in 25 and 26.
It does, but there's a potential out after this year in that contract. So he signed that five-year deal. Cap numbers, as Danny just said, of $44 million the next couple of seasons. But if you wanted to, if you brought him in, say, this offseason, and then you didn't want to retain him with those cap numbers, you could get out of the deal at 3 years and $67 million, incurring $15.7 million in dead cap, which sounds like a lot. It is a lot, but it's better than paying a guy 2 years and $88 million. What I think is actually more likely would be if a team trades for him, you extend him, you lower the AAV pretty massively in the cap number by tacking on, say, 3 years, so it's a five-year deal or something like that. But he is 32 years old yep. right now. So you're giving him like a five-year deal, and maybe the cap number then maxes out on the back end at 35 or 40, like 3-4 years down the road. So there's some financial ways to wiggle around this. I want to talk next hour about him as an option for Washington, because I don't think it's going to surprise anybody to hear with the way the Commanders have played early this season and their wide receiver room being led by Terry McLaurin and then week-to-week either Noah Brown or Olamide Zaccheaus, that they're actually being linked to him, not as a team that's interested or calling the Raiders, but by the people that cover the NFL saying, mm-hmm. here's a team that makes a lot of sense. He's talked very publicly, positively about Jaden Daniels. This is a destination team because everybody loves Daniels and everybody loves Dan Quinn's backwards hat. Davante Adams would want to come here, at least initially. He would pretend to be a good soldier mm-hmm. until he didn't get the ball. Washington should be interested in Davante Adams. We can get into that next hour. I want to kick the tires on that a little bit. But yesterday on this show, Danny, it came to our attention that we needed to name the Commanders' offense. We don't have a name for this clinical, nearly flawless unit that has been the best in football over the last couple of weeks. So I want to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. I want people to take to Twitter or Instagram at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny, and I want you to send your suggestions for the nickname we're going to come up with today and use henceforth for this juggernaut of an offense that Cliff Kingsbury put together, run by Jaden Daniels. Because you know this, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
We love our nicknames of units in the NFL.
We like to do that.
Purple People Eaters, Steel Curtain.
No Name Defense.
Greatest Show on Turf. The Hogs.
Or The Greatest Show on Earth is another way you could put that.
Oh, that's that alliteration.
Yeah.
Very good alliteration.
Alliteration, yeah.
The Fun Bunch,
mm-hmm.
right? We need a nickname for this offense. So I will allow you to give us our first suggestion.
I brainstormed for a while, and I think there are no bad ideas when you brainstorm, but I found a way to come up with several.
Okay.
Nothing really hits me and grabs me. I don't feel like I've got it yet, but I want to get the ball rolling. Okay, I wanted something that reflects what it is that's happening. Kind of playing on a little bit of a play of words, too, right? That's typically how nicknames happen. Smash and dash. And it's sort of like a smash and grab robbery, although we're not robbing anybody, but we're smashing you. Brian Robinson's going to thump. And then it's stuff on the outside, a little catch and run.
Isn't smash and dash an actual term for when you like break someone's car window, grab something out of it, and then run away?
That's a smash and grab, where there are a few of those reports written in the District of Columbia over the last few years.
Totally.
But again, I agree with all of you guys out there, and I disagree with all the people that are wrong. I'm on your side. I just want everyone to know I stand for the right thing and I'm against the thing that's bad.
Politically speaking, we're voting for the same people you
are. Yeah, like I think exactly what you think. So that's what I thought of. I don't know that I love that, but I think I like it. I think it's kind of a way to get the ball rolling. Smash and dash.
I think smash and dash is actually really good. I think it's too similar to smash and grab. Like when I hear, if someone just said smash and dash as I was walking through the hallway here, I would go, oh no.
What happened?
What'd they take?
Right.
You know, what'd you lose?
Mm-hmm.
So that one's tough. What else you got?
I have no punts. It's the no punt offense.
Ooh. The NPO.
Yeah. Because like, you got the acronym. So I was going to go the no punt offense, the NPO, because everyone runs the RPO.
Yeah.
Everyone's RPOing all the time. So I've got the NPO, the no punt offense.
The no punt offense is pretty good. Now, I can't take credit for this one that I'll pitch. This is a former producer at 106.7 The Fan.
Mm-hmm.
This will date him a little bit. He was involved in the Mike Wise show, but I keep in touch with our buddy Matty Emanuel.
Matty Ice.
And he texted me yesterday when I said we needed a nickname for the offense. And I actually thought, this one's really good. The Thrill on the Hill.
Thrill on the Hill.
We're looking at Capitol Hill in D.C., right? Just another way of talking about D.C. The Thrill on the Hill. Pretty damn good. What do you think?
I like that one, too.
Now,
I like that one, too.
It's not alliteration, to be clear. That is rhyming, which is different than alliteration. But I think The Thrill on the Hill has some potential. So we've got Smash and Dash, Thrill on the Hill. I really like this one, but I'm afraid people will think it's negative or like picking fun. And it's not my intention. It's working. It's awesome. It's how the league works. But how about this one? You know the air raid, right?
Yeah.
How about the horizontal scramble raid?
It's a mouthful, but I see what you're doing. We're trying to quantify this thing.
The horizontal scramble raid. They throw the ball sideways.
What about the horizontal scramble?
I just kind of like the idea of air raid. Horizontal scramble is definitely something your buddy tried in Cleveland once.
Yeah.
You know, like he got in a little trouble with his girlfriend for doing that.
Yeah, he was in a horizontal scramble situation. Had to get a shot of penicillin.
The horizontal scramble raid. Too much or just right?
That one's a mouthful.
Okay. Because
I see exactly what you're trying to do, and it takes everything that we're doing and puts it into a nickname.
What are some nicknames of great offenses? The Greatest Show on Turf was one. Is it more of a defensive thing, generally?
Yeah, it's usually defense, but like I think of Rex I'll try one on you. When you think of the Rex Ryan teams where he's eating snacks, Mark Sanchez, etc., they played ground and pound,
right?
Right. That's so borrowing from wrestling, borrowing from UFC, etc. And you knew exactly what that offense was. They're there to thump you. This group is there to thump and do something else too.
Horizontal scramble, right?
Horizontal scramble.
Thump and dash.
I thought about thump and grind also.
Ooh.
But again,
thump and grind is pretty good.
Yeah.
Why are all of yours a lot like things that have nothing to do with football?
That's where my mind goes. So again, this was a brainstorming session. We're
you
just all
play
of a sudden
like some random Usher, My Confessions or something, while the thump and grind works their way down the field. So here's what we got. I'm just thinking all time. Steel Curtain.
Defense.
Fearsome Foursome.
Defense.
Greatest Show on Turf.
Offense.
Purple People Eaters.
Defense.
Doomsday.
Defense.
The 70s Cowboys.
Yeah, Legion of Boom.
Monsters of the Midway. No Name Defense.
Mm-hmm. We have the Posse, the Triplets.
Orange Crush. The Hogs.
Yep.
The Posse.
Mm-hmm.
The Fun Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
New York Sack Exchange. It is mostly defense.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't stop us.
Nope.
What's your favorite so far?
I think NPO.
It's better than Thrill on the Hill.
Because they don't. There's no. Nobody plays on the hill. They don't do anything on the hill. They're in Ashburn and then Northwest.
But we're just calling them. It's just DC.
I know what it is. Yeah.
The DMV.
If
man.
They did anything in DC, I could see it. I like Thrill on the Hill too.
The no punt offense.
The NPO.
The NPO took the field. Tressway punted twice. All right, let's go to Mike, who's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mike?
What's up, fellas? So I'm driving, just picked up my little one from school, so I thought about a nickname for the offense. We're going to call him the Capital Punishment, because the way we be punishing defenses, we just taking over. You know, so Capital Punishment, new nickname for the Commanders' defense.
I like it. Well, the problem is it is a defensive name, and the nickname for the defense already is Where Are You?
But that was the old Redskins defense nickname when they won the Super Bowl in 91.
Exactly. But it's a punishment is defense, not offense, in my opinion. Like, if we were doing a topic because they'd given up 3 points and they'd forced all of the punts, there's mm-hmm. been one scoring drive, maybe you could go convince me of Capital Punishment. This is the offense. This is a different thing altogether. 800-636-1067 is the number. Thump and Grind, I'm going to throw out. I'm just going to say that one doesn't have legs. Although I do want to say, these are my confessions. Horizontal Scramble Raid, you're throwing that one
out? I got to throw it out. Even though I know it's the right thing, but I just can't say it.
It's so good, though. It describes what you're going to see.
It's like what it is, yeah.
Smash and Dash?
Smash and Dash. I like it. Okay. I still like that one.
We'll keep it. I feel like someone just broke the glass on my driver's side window. Thrill on the Hill, I'm keeping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I'm keeping it.
Don't you apologize to me.
Well, I know you're not happy about the whole DC thing.
I'm perfectly happy.
You don't like that they don't play in DC.
I don't love the fact that there's nothing in DC.
What if they went back to RFK Stadium?
Now you've got a Thrill on the Hill.
Thrill on the Hill.
Thrill on the Hill.
800-636-1067. We need a name for an offense that never punts, moves the ball with ease, and that is coordinated by a very handsome bearded gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
G&D on the Fan. Name the Commander's offense. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. Here are some of the names we've gotten on social, at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. Michael says DC Express. Love that. Joe says the Command Crew. That's a no for me, dog.
Respectfully, thank you so much for listening and for your input. I hate that one.
We like you.
You're a wonderful dude.
I'm thinking of the movie. Was it Will Ferrell is like a dart in his neck? Old school?
Yes.
He's like...
That is awesome.
I like you, but you're crazy.
You're crazy.
I like you, but no, that's crazy. Jason says the Surgeon Generals. We're precise like surgeons. Meticulous.
Okay.
Don't hate that at all. BP says he's a sci-fi guy. How about Hyperdrive? Hyperdrive's kind of neat.
Hyperdrive.
Dynamic Danbury, Daniels, and Kingsbury. That reminds me of the lady from... What's the Netflix show where they... Bridgerton. Okay. Lady Dansbury.
Lady Dansbury.
Any file?
Yeah, I watched him.
Delta Force. New offense nickname is Air Raid. I can't do that. It's already a thing, and they don't really do the Air Raid thing. The Capital Offensive. Chuck and Thrive or Chuck and Dive. Someone has this one. Thump and Dump.
Thump and Dump?
Thump and Dump's pretty damn good.
Here's one. This is born from somebody on Twitter. I'm at Funny Danny Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. A variant of this, okay? Like Loki Season 2. What about college offense in honor of the jackass from Cincinnati talking a little yin-yang?
That's Mr. Taylor Britt.
How about the college offense?
CTB, Cam Taylor Britt. That's great. My favorite three so far, Thrill on the Hill, smash and dash, thump and dump. And I'll get rid of smash and dash, and I'll say my top two are Thrill on the Hill and Thump and Dump. Where are you at?
NPO, because I like just, we use acronyms here. That's government the, uses acronyms. No everybody acronyms all, yeah, all the time. The NPO. Thrill,
what I said. I think Darius dumped that.
Yeah, Danny speaks then dump. That's the name of the offense.
I'm pretty sure Darius dumped that one just in case.
By the way, that's a stock term. It's not the thing that you guys are thinking of.
That's certainly one use.
It is. That is what I meant it as.
I can think of another
it's
use.
It's where a value is, it's a crime, it's overinflated, okay. And then people sell it for a profit. That's, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Let's go to Kevin.
Ridiculous. Both of you. All three of you.
What's
ganging up on
Kevin?
Me.
Kevin.
Hey, boys, how about this? The Burgundy Blast. Or how about the Soar and Score? I don't know. I do know this. I know the slogan. And that is, this offense cooks.
Hey, we're in the lab. We got the chef hats on. Soar and Score. Is that paying homage to the old Hail to the Redskins?
Could be.
Right?
Because it doesn't incorporate enough of the fact that Brian Robinson's going to hit you between the teeth.
Exactly.
75 times.
All right, I'm not adding any of those to the file. I like the very good, though. Mm-hmm. Very good suggestions. TJ in Fairfax, nickname for the offense.
We got the Big Red Dogs, Clifford's Big Red Dogs.
The Clifford bit.
I see. When I saw it in the call screen, I'm like, Big Red Dogs is terrible. But he's going with a Clifford for Cliffy Kingsbury. Dogs, D-A-W-G-S, I think, is what we're going. They've got dog in them. Let's go to Crash and Culpepper on G&D. What's up, Crash?
Yeah, I like Hyperdrive, but I'm going DMV Express instead of DC Express. DMV Express.
DMV Express. The idea, so that's the second express we've got.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a train. They're just moving down the tracks.
Yep.
You're not stopping.
It's not the local.
If you get in the way, they are running over you because they just... We don't punt. We don't go off the field on third or fourth down. We just, that's the end zone. We're headed that way.
I'm thinking of stuff have to do with, has to do with Express, like something incorporating the toll road, because that's what, like, what takes you to Ashburn. It's very north, very like DMV area that we now, we already paid for the roads with taxes. We also have to pay again just to drive on the roads.
Oh, sure. Let's go to Callahan in Minnesota listening.
There he is.
On the Always Free Odyssey.
Sold so many brake pads.
Tommy boy, what's up?
What up, guys? All right. I was walking in my truck from work. I was in a meeting. I threw the app on, and I heard you guys were talking about names. Came to my mind in a split second, Death Throw, because we have the most accurate freaking quarterback in the league right now.
Dude.
Death Throw is pretty great.
Death Throw is pretty good.
That's really good. Death Throw. It's not death by paper cut.
No.
It's death by throw.
Death Throw.
One after another. Yeah, like Death Throw, the old...
Death Row DC?
Exactly. Death Throw. Death Row DC.
Remember that?
Silly.
Yeah.
Although, again, the same way I felt weird about the smash and dash, people are going to hear that and think Death Row.
Oh, I know what they're going to think. Yeah.
Death Throw. I love it.
But that's really good, though.
It should be the answer. We just live in a time where you can't do anything fun.
Right.
Remember that. It can't be overly creative or overly fun.
So you have to imagine. You have to imagine when you're thinking of names or being fun. Somebody in 6 months reading a transcript, and then they called it Death Row. The number of homicides in America. You know, like ruining everything. You always have to picture the unfun person reading the transcript later.
There's an unfun person waiting to ruin your time.
Mm-hmm.
On the lines right now, we've got the Steamroll Battalion, in or out?
Out. I like the idea, though. I know exactly know what they're going for.
Burgundy Berade.
Berating people or parading people?
I guess.
You're berating someone?
Burgundy Bruisers?
Something.
East Coast Offense. Kind of like that.
Oh, a little bit.
The DMV and the Burgundy Blender.
East Coast Offense.
So I think for a Twitter poll, I want to put Thrill on the Hill, Thump and Dump, No Punt Offense, and East Coast Offense on the poll.
Should I'll we agree.
Include anything else?
Nope, do that.
Okay, good.
Do exactly that.
We'll run these by Austin Eckler and see what he likes. He's going to join the show coming up in a few minutes. If you guys want to ask Austin Eckler a question, you can hit us up at 800-636-1067. He said he would take some listener questions, so maybe we can work some of those in today as well. You're listening to The Fan. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.